This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudice. I think Jay Kirsten probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. This is a story from a nice, small Italian town where they are trying to rebuild. And so this is in, let's see if I can pronounce this right, the Emilia Romagna region. Of course, everybody knows where that is, right? But there have been a lot of tourists that have been coming there because it was once an area fortified to protect Rome. And so a lot of things have happened in this little town, and they have apparently done their excavating. They're trying to build a new supermarket in this little town. And they weren't even out. This is not an archaeological dig. They just dig in a hole to put a foundation in.
Yeah, there's going to be a sports complex and a supermarket, like you said.
Yeah, right. And so what did they find? They found a lot of blocks, limestone blocks, making up the foundation of a Roman temple, in a sense, right? And what did I say? Right. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did you study this in archaeology, or did you study it in world history?
Not this specific one.
No, but this is cool. They find these things are going on. It's kind of like this summer we've had a whole spate of two things: archaeological digs, or things that are being found that were old, and animals biting humans.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two threads through the summer. Right? A lot of people are getting bitten by snakes and sharks and alligators. You notice, though, there have been no crocodiles in these stories, all alligators. What's the story with that?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was wondering that. Why is it always alligators? You never hear the crocodile attacks. One thing I've been noticing recently that just seemed a little out of the ordinary, there's been a couple beaver attacks, and I think there were a few otter attacks. So the aquatic life is getting a little frustrated with us in their territory.
Well, beavers are a nuisance, among other things. We had an example of that on the farm, where we had a dam on the back end of a pond, and the beavers came in and built a dam, so they plugged everything up and created more wetland, which we quickly saw to. I'm not going to put up with that, so we took it apart. People say, those are the beavers, you got to protect them. No, I got to protect my land and the farm first, thanks, not the damn beavers. How's that? Put that in your ear. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know. When I remember having nightlights for my children, I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right. Don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does what that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the sixth grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
And children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, but just any you out there. Someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself your head examined.
The only
Thank
constant
you.
In your life is you.
Yep. Let's go down the happy road. Here's a way to do that, traveling down the happy road. Here's the story of a mother who had a couple of embryos after the IVF experiment. My daughter went through this. Then she had the embryos, but she was already pregnant. And so now she's got not one, not two. But three children.
Well, and it took
triplets.
A while to figure this out. She had cancer at a young age, was told that she would probably go into extremely early menopause, talking by the age of 26 or so. Mm-hmm. She meets her husband. They decide, you know what, let's just go ahead and try. It wasn't very successful. They did, I think, IUI with their first daughter.
What's IUI? Uterine something.
Yes, insemination. Okay. And then they were struggling with that with the next time, so they decided to do a few rounds of IVF. It wasn't taking. They were like, you know what, let's try one more time. And they ended up having a few great embryos, and they're like, okay, let's just go with the two, with the strongest one. The strongest one we'll go with. And they had two that were tied for strongest, so they're like, okay, and even so, it might not take, so they're like, let's put it in. One's a boy, one's a girl. Whichever one we get, we will be absolutely thrilled. Well, they both
miracle.
Took. Yes, they both took, and then during an ultrasound, after she takes a home pregnancy test, she's pregnant, goes for an ultrasound, and she had suffered a lot of miscarriages even through IVF, and went to the ultrasound, they find three heartbeats, and they all had their own sac and for nutrients, and so they were in it was showing that it was two girls and one boy, so they were thinking the girl embryo split early enough that they were identical twins, but they both had their own nutrients coming in. And when they were born, the girls, they did not look identical. And there were a lot of questions about that. And then family members and friends were like, what if they put in a third embryo and you had no idea? Well, that's not just something lightly to joke about, because that's something that is, there's so much more that goes to it. They could essentially have a daughter taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what, let's just get a DNA test. Not so much that they thought that they implanted an additional embryo or anything like that, but just so that they had more answers as to why the identical twins didn't look alike, and also for their daughters who would eventually ask questions about it. Well, then they found out that they are all biologically theirs, and there was not an additional embryo implanted. She just happened to be pregnant at the time, and nobody had any idea because it was so early in the process once you had these embryos implanted. So ended up getting triplets, one naturally and one the other two with IVF.
There you go. Woohoo! Reminds me of a story that I read in one of the farm magazines yesterday about it's not unusual. I haven't had a set of twins for a couple of years, but to have twin calves born of the same mother is not crazy unusual. To have triplets is. And so the story of a Holstein cow that gave birth about a month ago to not one, not two, but three. And I saw this as what an interesting coincidence that there'd be a story about a mother giving, a human mother giving birth to triplets that way, and a cow, a Holstein heifer, I think his first calf cow, first time she had babies, give birth to three. Very, and they all look healthy as heck, too. But imagine, I've given birth to hundreds, or I've helped hundreds. We had thousands of births on the farm over the years, but I've had the great fortune of helping a number of calves be born. And I remember when it was two, and how astounded I was that I helped. The first one couldn't get out, so I pulled the first one out, and then the second one came right after it. So the second one lived, but if I hadn't pulled the first one out, neither of them would have lived. And then I think about the fact that there were three inside this cow. it's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, too, there's always that concept, if you've not been through it, on the human side of, oh, I wish I could just have twins, or I want three children, I wish I could just have triplets and be one and done and get the three triplets. And there is so much more. The more children that are there, the more likely that there are going to be complications. The earlier you are likely to deliver. Question if there's going to be enough nutrients going in. And also, just the additional weight. I have a cousin who, she had triplets. And she, my two cousins, and she basically, when she would go up the stairs, her wife had to carry her belly because it was just, she's this tiny woman, and she's just so big with the triplets that she could not carry her body weight along with the babies inside of her, that her wife would have to carry her belly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, that thing called life. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Celebrating a century on the air, here's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. You know, they tease me about that, too, because I've been on the air longer than you have. And so I get teased all the time. So I just figure I'll pass it along to some of the other respected veterans of the airwaves that deserve respect, because you don't last for this long, for as long as you've been around, as long as I've been around, if there isn't something to what you're saying and what you're doing. And your focus is on animals, the pets, thepetshow.com. The website you can go to, also hugsandkisses.com, something that Warren put together a number of years ago. That is, it's a, what really we're talking about here with Hugs and Kisses, a way for you to make sure that your dog and your cat, because there's two different, there's two different formulas, are as healthy as possible. I like giving, Daisy loves them. I give them to her as treats, frankly, but they're something that has the right vitamin and mineral content for your dogs and your cats. And Warren uses the money from Hugs and Kisses. He's got an animal fund that helps out animals. And I know he's always proud to say, as soon as the money comes in, it goes out to help.
Sometimes before the money comes in.
Sometimes before, right, exactly. So check out Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com and also thepetshow.com. Warren's very generous. Every time you call his program, he's been on KRLA in Los Angeles for 20 years. Before that, he was on KBC. That's how I met him when I was at KBC. That's how you and I crossed paths. And look at what a wonderful friendship after all of these years.
A lot of years, Doug, a lot of years.
Yep, right. All right, let's talk about stress. Let's talk about animals and how you know whether or not they are stressed out. I think I was saying to you that I feel like my dog helps me relieve my stress. But then how do you turn it around? She's limping, so it's my job to help her with her stress. But then the question comes up is, how do you know whether your dog is stressed out?
So I wrote this thing up last week, and I think it's real important that people understand that there are calming signals that our dogs use if they're feeling stressed out, if they're feeling uncomfortable, if our dogs are feeling fearful. There are things that they do to let us know they're not feeling right. And some of the things that they will do, for example, if you have a dog and all of a sudden you notice he's yawning a lot, that could be an indication that he's telling you, you know, something's not right. I'm not feeling great. Just kind of maybe leave me alone for 5 minutes. Also, if you have a dog that's licking their lips constantly and it's not dinner time, again, that's an indication of stress. Excessive scratching, sniffing a lot, not looking at you, and also just kind of walking away. These are all signs that a good pet guardian should know, because very often what happens is problems occur when people can't determine. I was talking about this last week. I was explaining to people that when a dog growls, it's a good thing. People said, are you crazy? What do you mean it's a good thing when a dog growls? A growl is like someone saying, hey, leave me alone right now. I'm not ready for you. Just leave me alone. So it's kind of the dog letting you know, I'm a little stressed out. I'm a little anxious. Maybe leave me alone at this point. So when people force that, and some trainers do that, when the dog's growling, you got to get on top of them and you got to show them who's boss. Well, that may work for you, but it's not going to work with the five-year-old kid next door. So it's important to understand that when you're dealing with animal behavior, when you're dealing with a stressed out dog, be able to read their signs. They take so much time understanding us. I just believe that we as human beings, our pets deserve that we take the time to understand their body language and their behavior. A lot of people have no idea. When a dog gives a paw, for example, most people think the dog's shaking hands. Very often when the dog gives you the paw, he's trying to dominate you. That's what a dog will do when another dog approaches. They'll take their paw and they'll throw it over their back. So understanding body language would make your relationship with your dog, or your cat for that matter, even closer than it may already be.
Here's the story of an animal shelter who helped a woman reunite with her dog. The dog was abandoned without her permission. Dog's name is King, and made headlines after he was found abandoned at a Burger King parking lot. A note was attached to his collar, and now he's back with the owner. This is something that you wonder what goes on with somebody, and then why did she get the dog back again? The note read, "Hi, I'm King. I'm a good boy. Love to hug and kiss." And the woman just left it off. So the police picked up the dog, and they took him to a rescue, and people were reading the note. The dog was in very good condition. He'd been well taken care of. He'd very loving, kind of like what we're talking about. The dog shares love. So shortly after the police picked up the dog, it shared the story on social media where the owner made the discovery that her dog had been abandoned. So somebody took her dog and then couldn't take, somebody stole the dog, basically, and then took the dog when they couldn't take care of it to a shelter. And this, they got back to its owner.
Microchip your pets. Know your pets. Microchip them. Critical information there.
Right. Obviously. Always make sure that you, it's not, it doesn't cost a lot of money. Actually, sometimes you get it done free, right?
Especially from a shelter, sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out his weekend show, The Pet Show, at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake. In a statement, Drake said he's deeply saddened that his son was involved and that his prayers are with the two officers. Israel's military is again telling Palestinian civilians to leave northern Gaza to avoid being in a war zone. During a briefing yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said, "You are risking your lives if you do not leave." Israel's military has said on many occasions it plans to wipe out Hamas for their murderous rampage into Israel. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Stephan here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This woman is now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City. and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interested. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." This is the story. And so I identify with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, put something inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that. You know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic, and wasn't much there, but it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He loves to write and talk, and he's busy. Mind is busy. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you. If you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
Right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's all. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Were we talking about on the air, off the air, the movie that I watched, the vampire movie?
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't... I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it, but it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there, both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, like the blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just, it's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. Having, there's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who is often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you'd recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer. Not The Enforcer.
Queen Latifah?
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on that now, too?
We're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just, I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff now. It's 48 after the hour. I had an event last night. And the groundbreaking for our new development. And so I was the master of ceremonies. I know you find that hard to believe, but people were saying, you sound like, people who don't know me, you sound like a radio announcer.
Like you'd be perfect for this job.
Introducing people over there and talking about the whole deal. So yeah, here I am, perfect for this job. And actually, you know what? That's true. I am as humbling as it is to admit that this is a perfect job for me. It really is, in terms of inspiration. I say this to a lot of people coming along, and I said last night to a couple of young children who were at this event, when they're talking about people are always asking, older grown-ups say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right? Didn't you get asked that a lot when you were a kid, Jay? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, and it was straight up in classes where you would do videos, and then I think years away or whatever, if you were like in second grade, and then when you were in fifth grade, moving on to the next level of schooling or the next school, and they'd always play it like, here's what you said you wanted to be. Do you still want to be that, or what do you want to be now?
And that created, I think, with some people, well, the way we look at this stuff today, it creates a lot of stress. Why are you asking the child, they don't know what they want to be, and then you're creating... Yeah, I just giving him an exercise to think as much as anything else. For me, it's sort of stress relieving. It was fun to talk to my children about, my daughter always knew what she wanted to do. My son wasn't quite sure. And so when you talk to them about this sort of thing, it's part of being a parent, part of the responsibility, I think. Not necessarily saying something silly at dinner like, Okay, Fred, what do you want to be when you grow up? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about giving them exposure to a lot of things in life that are interesting, compelling. A lot of people, you know, what seems to grab the headlines on social media and in the news media, the people who are famous. I want to be famous. How often do you hear that from people? I want to be an influencer. I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? I don't know. I just want everybody to know who I am.
And then if you ask the follow-up question, well, why?
Yeah.
There's no answer. Or it comes, well, that it's a lot of money. It's happiness.
Right.
Not necessarily.
No. It's strenuous, in fact. So maybe you sort of turn this around, and what will work for you and perhaps the people around you is to think about things in life that are important to you, because most of the people that I know who do what they want don't have as much stress in their lives as people who are doing what they don't want to be doing. Do you know what I mean? It's another way of relieving stress. Find something that you like to do, that you can make a couple of bucks on, and be happy with you. That's kind of the way I look at the radio business is that. I found something that I was pretty good at that I really enjoyed, and I made a couple of bucks way back when. So, yeah, this is what you do. And that's what you advise your children, hopefully, to do. Give them a lead, but don't tell them what to do. There are a lot of children that come along, family businesses, and the expectation is, oh, Fred, my son is going to take care of everything because he's going to take over the business. Well, maybe Fred doesn't want to take over the business. Maybe he wants to do something else. So there you go.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour Friday, and in this portion of our Friday program, every Friday we bring in Nick Miles, who has a website called rautoexpert.com, because he is the, it should be called the autoexpert.com, not our, but anyway, you get the gist of things. Nick is traveling in France this week. He goes from Korea one week to France the next week, and we'll be talking about Range Rovers, which is a favorite of his and mine. So we get to some of the things. He just likes to drive fast cars, and he can find a different angle to talk about them by being in different locations. So we get to that in a matter of moments. Whether it's for driving to school, driving to work, driving activities, heading off to college, the time usually and eventually will come when most teenagers are going to want their own car. John Richards is here with us now, and he has a story for you to consider if you're an overwhelmed parent trying to figure out what to do about a car for a teenager.
With National Teen Driver Safety Week in mind, the experts at Kelley Blue Book created the 2023 Best Cars for Teens. Brian Moody, Executive Editor, Kelley Blue Book.
Parents need to balance a vehicle's cost with its safety features. If budget allows, 2013 and newer vehicles come with what we consider the big three of safety features: anti-lock brakes, traction control, and stability control.
The list includes recommended used cars at various price points, along with helpful advice parents should consider when making the decision.
Our top picks include the 2017 Toyota RAV4 that offers a range of advanced safety technology. The 2018 Mazda CX-5 in the touring trim comes loaded with advanced safety and driver assist features. And the 2017 Honda CR-V EX is very young driver friendly, has our recommended driver assist and advanced safety features.
For the complete list of the 2023 Best Cars for Teens, visit KBB.com.
All right, so Nick Miles is here. You're driving Range Rovers in France, right? Is this a test of your interest in which size car? What, are you driving all of them, or which ones are you driving?
We're driving the new Evoque and Velar, which are the smaller children in the Range Rover.
Ugly. Right? They're ugly. Ugly.
You think so?
Awful. Ugly. Yeah.
Is it something that you would buy your help? I don't know. It's a smaller
no. No. I wouldn't.
The smaller family members.
The only one that I like now, the Discovery, looks lousy. I just think the full-size one is the one that makes the most sense, at least for me. Although I've had a kind of an on-and-off love affair with LR4s. I think they were, and I don't know why. Well, we all know why they stopped making them. But they're very, I keep looking around. Anyone that I can find that has like 70, 80,000 miles as a 2012, 2013, man, you buy it because they're really a good value. Anyway, so why France? Why the Rover folks have you driving around in France?
Well, they have these things called the Range Rover House, and this is sort of the epitome of design and fashion. And Jerry McGovern, you know, who is the designer of all things Range Rover, he probably enjoys France more than anybody else, and so yeah. He always wants to go to France. And so they made the event in Paris. I'm not sad about it. You know, Paris is a nice place to visit. I'm not sure I want to live in Paris, but it's a nice place to visit. And it's,
yeah.
It's the sad portion is the French and the English never got on, so they always put us in the slowest passport line when we arrived. But apart from that, nice place. Apart from the French, it's a nice place.
Yeah. All right, Tesla's recalling 55,000 Model X vehicles because of a brake fluid problem. There's another blight. The Tesla's still selling cars, though, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one because the Teslas that arrive in Europe tend to come from China, and you know how I feel about China.
Yeah,
me
too.
But at the same time, they're great on paper, but they don't seem to pan out that well in real life. They cost a lot of money to fix, and the batteries tend to be of a Chinese ilk, and I don't like that portion.
Yeah, no. You'd think that they'd get smart. I mean, Musk knows what the prevailing thinking is when it comes to China among thinking people, and because the Tesla is supposed to be for a person who thinks for him or herself, you'd think you'd kind of get the message, wouldn't you?
Honestly, I believe that he will sell them to whoever will buy them.
And yeah, but I'm talking about where they made.
Because, yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, he will sell them to whoever will spend their money on them, and that's not a good way to go about business, Doug.
Nope, not at all. All right, well, you be safe. Have fun on those Range Rovers. Bring a couple home with you when you come. All right.
Absolutely.
Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, here every Friday for your listening and dancing pleasure. It's always important to know, you know what's going on in the world of cars, right? It's a very important part.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.